The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions. Why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math.
We are sisters from a family of 10.
Both of us have families that include 4 math-loving children and 2 grandchildren.
Together, we have more than 50 years in education.
We are on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
So tell me, Jan, why is this mission so important?
We are educators and we know a child's confidence in math can be life-changing as these children develop interests that lead to college and even career opportunities.
We know you're busy, so we'll keep this weekly podcast short. Nobody has time for an hour-long podcast. Give us just 10 minutes a week and we promise to make it worth it.
Now it's time for you to take action. Click on subscribe to get notified every time a new podcast episode is released. And thank you so much for making math fun. Equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections. Welcome to our third episode of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. In this episode, we will explore the importance of a growth mindset and the power of the word yet. We will also talk about mistakes as part of the learning process. Now let's get started. One thing I heard our niece say many times is that she was not born with the family math gene. I know that some of you believe that you are not good at math because your parents told you that they were not good at math. And I can tell you that telling your own children that you were never good at math is not helpful. In a way, children see this statement as an indication that they will never be good at math. This really sets up children for low expectations.
I agree, Jan. We know that children are born to learn, and even Einstein had to learn his numbers to 10.
As educators, we believe that all children can learn math just like we believe all children will learn to walk. As parents, we don't let our child give up when they're trying to learn to walk. Parents expect that their children will fall and make mistakes, but they will keep trying and learn from those failed attempts.
Have you ever heard of a growth mindset?
As a matter of fact, I have. Actually, before I learned about growth mindset, I used to tell people that when I taught middle school math, students came to me either loving math or hating it. I felt it was my job to get them to love math because I knew if they loved math, they would learn. I had high expectations for all my students, and I tried to help students see how math can be fun. This helped them to change their attitude about math.
That's right. And as educators, not only does the teacher have high expectations for students, but really we want students to have high expectations for themselves. I work with a lot of gifted and talented students, and many of them are only praised for being so smart. And as a result, they're afraid to fail because they think they might not be perceived as smart. They will even avoid challenges if you think it would be too difficult.
I've heard that same thing working with the gifted and talented teachers, which reminds me of the power of the word yet. When students change their self-talk or vocabulary from, I can't learn this, to I haven't learned this yet, it sets them up with a growth mindset. It also helps them to realize that making mistakes is actually part of a learning process.
Yeah, I like to assign challenging math tasks in my class. I let the students work in groups so that they can work collaboratively and share ideas. I tell them it's like putting a puzzle together, and you don't expect to get it right on the first try. You have to try something, and if that doesn't work, you got to try something else until the puzzle comes together like the picture on the cover of the box.
As parents, some suggestions for helping your own children develop a growth mindset is to praise them not for being smart, but for the effort they are putting into the task. Remind your children that you believe in them and that you know they will figure it out. If we always come to our child's rescue and do it for them, who's the one learning?
Good point. I'm pretty sure that the person that is doing the work is the person who is learning.
I used to believe that it was my job to teach math so well that no child would ever struggle. But after many years of education, I now believe that productive struggle is helpful for learning. I have shared a poem called The Butterfly Struggle about the idea of productive struggle to many students, parents, and teachers. It goes like this. A young boy came across a butterfly cocoon and brought it into his house. He watched over the course of hours as the butterfly struggled to break free from its confinement. It managed to create a small hole in the cocoon, but its body was too large to emerge, and it was tired and became still. Wanting to help the butterfly, the boy snipped a slit in the cocoon with a pair of scissors. But the butterfly was small, weak, and its wings crumbled. The boy expected the insect to take flight, but instead it could only drag its undeveloped body along the ground. It was incapable of flying. The boy, in his eagerness to help the butterfly, stunted its development. What he did not know was that the butterfly needed to go through the process of struggling against the cocoon to gain strength and fill its wings with blood. It was the struggle that made it stronger.
I love that story. It's a reminder of the fact that while it's hard to watch those who we are close to struggle, often the best help we can provide is to do nothing. By intervening and shouldering the burden ourselves, we rob those we care about of the opportunity to grow and get stronger. As a parent, the instinct to help is hard to resist. We see our kids struggling at school, interacting with other children, or falling behind on the playing field, and we want to step in and save them from hardship. We want to offload their pain onto ourselves. By doing so, however, we're eliminating the circumstances that the people we love need for their own personal development. But often the best course of action is to wait and, like the butterfly, let the process unfold on its own terms and timeline. As Robert Tu once wrote, "The struggle we're in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow. Don't give up." Sometimes the best gift we can give is to stand on the sideline shouting encouragement, but allowing the process of growth to run its course.
If you would like more helpful tips, head over to our website at www.10minutemath.com. That's www.tenminutemath.com, or search for 10 Minute Math on Facebook.
This podcast is about helping parents understand why math is taught differently than when they were in school. We'd love to hear what questions you parents would like us to answer. Please add them in the comments section below this podcast.
Also hit the subscribe button to be notified when our next podcast episode is released. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.